Is the Pet Shop Boys Go West. 26 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. Possibly a little earlier than announced, but because good things generally can't wait. And this is a special occasion on the morning show on Radio Lifestyle. You might recall last year, Sarah Swainson introduced us to a concept, an initiative called Bold Heart. It's designed to give you the courage to live your best life by doing different things. And, well, welcome back. It's lovely to see you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bold Heart is going places in 2025.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited to be with you on the journey, if only to be pressing the buttons on this side of the desk.
Yeah, so I think, you know, as we head into this next season of activities, what I've tried to do is cultivate things that are easy to do as well. Like the one today is really accessible. I think some people have just forgotten that this is something really great to do. So you don't need much courage for this one, but this is about, hey, maybe I used to do this and let me bring it. I know this is good for me, but maybe I've forgotten.
Okay, for many people listening to this wondering what you're talking about because they didn't look at social media and they didn't see your gorgeous post, why don't you explain?
Okay, so it's a concept called Shinrin Yuko. Okay, it's a Japanese word. So now, it really basically means forest bathing or taking the forest atmosphere in. So there's somebody out there that's rolling their eyes right now going, oh my goodness. But it really does. It was a concept introduced in the 1980s in Japan, really encouraging their population to get out into the forest for a number of reasons. Because of the tech boom, more technology, less out in nature, and they also wanted people to go out into nature so that they had this awareness and could protect their environment. So that started in the 1980s. They got everybody out, really just going into nature in these forest areas and absorbing, being there, being present. What are you seeing? All of this kind of things. The research started showing that that had huge health benefits. So boosting white cell count, improved cardiovascular health, reducing stress, lower cortisol levels. All of this is in the media today. How do we reduce our cortisol levels? All of these kind of things. So the overall health benefits that allow you to be more energized, this was this forest bathing. So the basic principle is you go and find a foresty area. And I'll come back to that where they are in our local area. And you go and immerse yourself in it. So you go and you engage your senses. What am I seeing? What am I hearing? What can I smell? And what can I touch? And you just really becoming into your body and just really observing and doing it with your senses. And you walk slowly, just observing, and then find a place to sit. And just for 10 minutes, go still in this forest-like environment. And I'm sure that you'll be astounded. So we know this is good for us. Maybe we did it as a child. Maybe you had the privilege of growing up in an area where you could go and run in a forest or a tree area. But you've forgotten how good it is and how beneficial it is. So it's a principle called Shinrin Yuko. And it's called forest bathing. So it's not terribly new, but it's so good.
Shinrin Yuko. Don't worry, Sean. This is fascinating and relatively, well, it is accessible.
100%.
And not expensive.
No.
And not demanding. You don't have to be a super athlete to get to forested places.
No.
We're very fortunate in this part of the world that we do have areas that you can go to.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, when I sat down and thought of it, like I often have the impression of a forest area is like this mess. I've got to go and find it. It is right on our doorsteps. So I'm training for the Grand Traverse and we've got to hike and walk and we've been doing holler trails. And on a lot of the trails, there is a forested area. There are canopies where you can walk to and go and sit down. You don't necessarily always have to, you know, you buy your band and you can go and enjoy the trails and the forested areas. So when somebody go and do a bit of Shinrin Yuko in there, so the blue route, I was on the pink route this weekend, all of these kinds of things. There are areas that are right on your doorstep. And then, you know, Ishawi has, Mtanzini has, the KZN Midlands, the Kaakloof area is close and accessible. And there's a hidden gem in there.
In the Kaakloof area?
Yes.
Wow.
So there's a trail run called the Three Cranes. It's not run, unfortunately, anymore. On day two, you run, and I think this is why I wanted to run, and you stop for high tea in Benvie Gardens. And it's a private home, and it was established many years ago, and they've got trees from all over the world. It is the most incredible place. Please, if you're listening, go and Google Benvie Gardens and
how
see.
How do you spell that?
Benvie.
Okay.
And they have open days to the public, and you can go and immerse yourself. It is the most incredible. So you, as you're running, you know you're stopping for high tea. So it's scones, it's everything. I'm getting super excited. And you run through the car kloof and through those trees, and you just step into this wonderland. And that feeling, you can hear it in my voice, is still that immersion into that forest is still one of the most magical moments. So really taking the time. You can take the whole family.
I've got friends that enjoy watching birds particularly, and in forests you can see extraordinary birds, and they tell me, and I have no reason to doubt them, and I'm dying to go out and experience this for myself, and having listened to you, I'm going to, but apparently if you sit still in any of those forests, just still, and do exactly what you describe, you will see things that you absolutely will be thrilled to see, and that you didn't realize were all around you, because it takes a little while for things to settle. And once you become accepted as non-threatening, these things will emerge. And apparently it is absolutely awesome for a moment in nature the way it's intended.
And we're so busy, trying to be productive, and how many we've, you know, got that mentality. And we're forgetting that we need to go still. And in that stillness, if you can come into your senses, what do you see? And then concentrate on your breathing, then your nervous system's going to calm down. And then, like you say, you're actually going to be able to see and experience the magnificence. And that's going to rejuvenate you.
But isn't it wonderful and interesting that all mindful experiences, all, shall we call them spiritual experiences? We can call them religious experiences to some degree. Invite you to be still.
Yes.
You know, there's that comes back to me from the old school. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And how gorgeous is that? Yeah. Just to, but the premise is be still. And there it is.
Yeah.
Shinrin Yuko.
And how interesting, you know, when you actually delve into like productivity, we look at like great feats and masters that do these incredible things. And it's often when they've gone still, the creativity comes out, the problem solving. So the ability to think is increased when we go still, and we can just let our imaginations and daydream.
And the huge benefit is you do not then feel the fear and the panic.
Anxiety.
And the all of those things that we kind of live with constantly now, because, well, we just get bombarded with it from every angle. And this is the antidote. Well, one of them. There are many more to come on the Bold Heart Initiative.
Absolutely. So there's going to be fun things. There's going to be weird and wacky things as well. But I thought this was a good one to start off with. Just a reminder of there's something so simple, something so accessible, and so good. So also, if you want to go and have a little bit more research, there's two books that I came across. The Nature Fix, Why Nature Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Creative, by Florence Williams. And then Forest Bathing, if this has tweaked your interest, you can go and have How Trees Can Help You Find Health and Happiness. I haven't read them, but those are two of the resources that I came across. And also then, interestingly enough, on two various apps, All Trails and Calm, you can actually cultivate a sound sequence that sounds like a forest. So even today, if you can't get out into nature, you could do that simple thing of just immersing yourselves in the sounds.
Wow. Well, you know, there are so many miracles and wonders that there are to be discovered and experienced, and they are not beyond your grasp or your reach. And you heard about one, Shinrin Yuko, bathing in the forest.
Bathing
a forest
in the
bathing.
Forest.
Not literally going out and having a dip, but, you know, immersing yourself in the magic that is there and the energy.
And going still.
Wow. This is Bold Heart with Sarah Swainson. And if you would like to find out more about Sarah and the initiatives that she is involved with, the opportunities for you to live a better life, your best life. You've only got one, so you might as well make the most of it, hey?
Absolutely.
How do people get hold of you, Sam?
Two places on Instagram, either on Ordinarily Active, and then I've just created a new Instagram page called Bold Heart Coaching, and that's all this kind of stuff. So there's two separate. So it's Ordinarily Active or Bold Heart Coaching.
And this will be going up as a podcast really soon. So if you've just joined us and are wondering, oh, that sounded so interesting, but I missed some of it, never fear, you'll be able to catch up and listen on
demand. And I'll post
these
tips online today.
How magnificent. And in a week's time, we will reconnect with another Bold Heart Initiative with Sarah Swainson.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And the morning show continues.